Good evening, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好, 我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Throughout our evening messages, we shall focus on the life of Samuel the prophet.
在我们晚堂的信息, 的当中, 我们将会专注在 Samuel, 先知撒母耳的这个生平。
It will not be about everything in Samuel's life.
那不会是关系到撒母耳的一生的一切事件。
But the life of Samuel in relation to the Word of God.
而是撒母耳的生命中，那这个是跟神话语的关系。
Since Samuel was a Christian, therefore it is about the Christian and the Word of God.
那既然撒母耳是基督徒，那因此这也是关系到说基督徒跟神话语之间的关系。We
shall begin from the first moment when God called Samuel.
那我们要从就是神起初，呼召撒母耳那里开始讲。Samuel
was a special baby.
撒母耳是一个很特别的婴孩。He
had been dedicated to God by his mother. Before he was born,
那他在出世之前, 他的母亲就把他奉献给神。
Not only that, the mother had dedicated him to God as a Nazarite.
那不单是这样, 他的母亲, 是把他奉献成为拿细耳人。
A Nazarite was a person that is devoted to God his whole life.
那一个拿细耳人，他就是奉献他一生来让神使用。It
could be for a portion of his life, but in the case of Samuel, it was for the rest of his life.
那做撒母耳人，做拿细耳人，可能是他生命中部分的时间，但是对于撒母耳来说，他是全身一生都被归为。
The moment after Samuel was weaned by his mother, Hannah, the mother kept her word.
当撒母耳就是当他的母亲奴养他的时候,
she promised to hand him over to God to be looked after by Eli, the high priest at that time.
他已经许愿说要把这个孩子就是交给当时的大祭司以利来照管。And
so Samuel grew up in the tabernacle.
那因此撒母耳是在那帐这会幕里长大的。He
was exposed to the priestly life.
他就是接触关于祭司的这些
Now we do not know how old Samuel was in 1 Samuel chapter 3, but we believe that he was maybe no older than 12 years old or so.
那我们并不清楚撒母耳在这撒母耳记上第三章的时候到底是有多大的年龄，不过我们相信他应该是不会超过12岁。
Let's say he was a young boy.
那我们说，假设他是一个很年少的孩子。
His duty was very basic and simple.
然后他的工作，他的责任是非常的简单的。The
Bible tells us in verse 1 that the child, right, a young boy, Samuel, ministered unto the Lord before Eli.
那圣经在第一节就说，童子，那就是看到说这是一个年少的孩童，那这撒母童子撒母耳。
The word of the Lord was precious in those days because there was no open vision.
那当时候，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。This
was so because of the period of judges for the past 350 years.
那之所以这样，是因为在过去的350年，经历着四世的时代。
And so for God to appear and to speak to God's people, it was a very rare event.
那因此神来显现，来向他的子民来说话， 那是很稀少的事情。Verse
2 tells us, and came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, And his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And Ur, the lamp of God, went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep.
第二第三节这么说，一日一粒睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明，也神的灯在神耶和华殿内，月柜那里还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了。
The temple here refers to the tabernacle, of course.
那这里所说的 耶和华的殿，那是指着那会幕。
And so this young Samuel was like a little boy doing the errand for the high priest Eli.
因此这个年少的萨母耳，就是这童子，他就在以利的面前，就是为他来做一些帮助他成为他的跑腿这样。
And so while Samuel was sleeping, Eli was sleeping, the Lord called Samuel, and then he answered, "Here am I."
那撒母耳正在睡眠中，那以利也在睡眠中。那当耶和华呼唤他，呼唤撒母耳的时候，撒母耳就说：“我在这里。”
And then Samuel ran to Eli, and then he said, "Here am I, for thou callest me."
那之后，撒母耳就跑去以利那里，然后他就说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”
And since he thought that his duty was to run errands for Eli, Eli called him, and so he ran to him and asked him, "Yes, what do you want?"
那他既然他自己以为说他的责任就是做跑腿的，为以利来做跑腿的。那既然以利呼唤他，他跑去就问他说你要什么？
And then Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and sleep."
以利就说我没有叫你，你回去睡吧。
Then the Lord called Samuel the second time.
那之后耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，第二次的呼唤撒母耳。
Then Samuel went to Eli again.
那撒母耳就跑到以利那里。
"Here am I, for thou didst call me."
就说你呼唤我，我在这里。
And then Eli said to him, "I called you not, go back to sleep."
那以利又在说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。
Now you note verse 7.
我们要注意第七节。
Eli was a high priest with experience.
以利是大祭司，他是蛮有经验的。
Samuel was a young boy, and the Bible said he did not know the Lord yet, neither was the word of the Lord revealed to him yet.
那在撒母耳却是个年少少年人，他却没有什么经历。那么在这里圣经说，那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。
So when God called him twice, he could not recognize that it was the Lord.
那因此当神呼唤他两次，呼唤他，他认不出就是主耶和华。He
thought it was Eli.
他以为是以利。Now
Eli should have known.
那以利
But because open vision was very rare in those days, Eli also did not know.
那因着当时的末世，就是公开的这些异象是稀少的，因此以利也不知道。Then
the Lord called Samuel the third time.
那因此，耶和华就第三次的呼唤撒母耳。And
Samuel went to Eli again the third time.
那撒母耳就第三次的。
And he said exactly the same.
他又用同样的话对他说,
"Here am I, for thou didst call me."
我在这里，你呼唤了我。This
time Eli said, the Bible said Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child.
圣经这么说，说以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。Now
he taught Samuel how to respond to God's word.
那这时候他就教导撒母耳是怎么样的来回应以利的话。Verse
9, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, then you shall speak, 'Lord, for thy servant heareth.' So Samuel went and lay down in his place."
那以利就教导他怎么样的来回应。 耶和华，那第九节说：“因此，以利对撒母耳说：‘你仍去睡觉，睡吧。若再呼唤你，你就说耶和华，请说仆人静听。’那撒母耳就去仍睡在原处。”Sharing
the word of God is the title for tonight's exhortation.
今天晚上我们的题目是 接着神的道来分享。
When we stand from the pulpit, we are sharing God's word.
当我们站在这讲台上，我们是在分享神的话语。
Sunday school teachers are sharing God's word in the Sunday school classroom.
我们的主日学的老师就在主日学的课室里面来分享神的话语，神的道。
When you and I take a track and give someone, we are sharing God's word.
那当你我就是拿了一支单张与人来分享我们是在分享神的道，神的话。
When you go to work and you share the gospel, you are sharing God's word.
那如果你去工作的时候，你与人来分享福音，你也是在分享神的道。
So how is your experience in sharing God's word?
那你在分享神的道经历是如何的呢？
Do you find it challenging, enjoyable? Do you realize the privilege and honor in what you're doing?
那你是不是发觉到说那是富有挑战性而且是蛮有喜乐的你是不是知道说你有这样的一个责任你也感到能够这样子做是大有尊荣的。
I hope that after tonight, you will never share the word of God the same like before.
那我希望说经过今晚之后那你不会再像以往那样的来分享神的道。
If your sharing in the past had been very, very lifeless, and you just simply go to the motion, I hope you will never do that again.
那如果你以往是那样的，就是你的分享是那样的没有活力，那你只是就是一样化葫芦的这样子的来传讲，那。我希望这样的事情不会再发生。
We know that Samuel's entire life until the Lord took him home was about sharing God's word.
然后我们知道说，撒母耳他一生就是一直到神把他娶去的时候，他都是在分享神的道。
Because that is the life of the prophet.
因为那是一个先知他的生命。
If they do not share God's word, they have nothing to share that is worth listening.
那如果他不来分享神的道，那他没有什么就是值得人去听的来分享。
This passage in 1 Samuel 3 describes how Samuel began his ministry.
那这一段经文就是第三章这里就为我们记载了撒母耳的这个分享神道的生涯是什么样的开始。
Now the Bible said he did not know the Lord yet at this time.
那圣经是说在这个时候他仍然不认识神。
Now you cannot share the word of God if you do not know the Lord.
那你不能够来分享神的道如果你不认识耶和华。
And so before we can share the word of God, the first thing we have to establish is our personal relationship with God.
那因此当我们要来分享神的道首先我们必须来跟主跟神来建立那关系。
Let us look at this scenario.
让我们来看这样的一个情景。
If a person is an unbeliever,
如果一个人他是非信徒
，and he shares the gospel properly and completely,
那他分享福音，那就是很完整的来分享。
Can God take the gospel?That comes out of the mouth of an unbeliever and save a person.
那神是否可以借着这个非信徒所讲的这些神的道来拯救人的灵魂呢
？Can or cannot?
可以吗？可以或者是不可以呢
？Can?
能吗
？Cannot?
不能。
Can right?
能。
Can or cannot?
是到底是能还是不能
？Can?
可以吗？
Can God take the word of God that comes out of a tape recorder and save someone?
那神是不是可以用就是从录音机所播出来神的道来拯救一个人呢
？Tape recorder also can, right?
录音机都可以是吗
？It can also come from a piece of tract, a piece of paper.
那当然也可以是出自于一张纸，就是一个单张。
Now we are not talking about that.
我们不是在说那一回事。
We are talking about the person.
我们是在 谈论关于那人。
You know how sad it is for a person who is not born again, and then he knows the gospel, and then he shared the gospel, and someone who listened to the gospel becomes a believer, and then he himself dies in sin and end up in hell. That to me is very tragic.
那你知道吗？是多么可悲的一件事情。那如果一个非信徒，那他用神的道来向人来分享，那那个听到他分享的人啊，却成了个基督徒，那重生得救，那他自己本身却仍然没有相信神，之后他死在罪中。
I hope that does not describe you.
而下来地狱里面，我希望这不是你的写照。
Before we can share, we must first know the Lord.
那我们在分享之前，我们必须先来认识耶和华。
That's why the Lord now introduced himself to Samuel. He called Samuel.
那因此这时候，那耶和华就自我来向向撒母耳来自我来介绍他，呼唤撒母耳。
You and I have to be called.
你我都必须蒙召。
You have to know that you are called.
你也必须知道说你是蒙召的。
Do you know that you are called to share the word of God?
你是否知道说你已经蒙召来与人分享神的道吗？
You must know this.
你必须知道这一点。
Because if you do not know this, you just simply go through the motion and do it because you have to.
那如果你不知道这一点，那你只是装模作样的，就是这样子来做这事。
You are called after you are born again in Christ.
那你是在重生得救之后啊，你就被呼召来做这事。
You have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior.
你已经接受了耶稣基督为你个人的主，生命的主宰，为你个人的救主。
Now what happens when a person becomes a Christian?
那当一个人成为基督徒，什么事情发生了呢？
Can he go to heaven straight away?
他是否是可以马上到天堂去的？
The answer is yes.
答案是可以的。
Just like the thief who died next to Christ on the cross.
就像那在主耶稣基督的身边被钉在十架上的那强盗。
Jesus said to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
那主耶稣就告诉他说，今日你就同我在乐园里。
So immediately after he believed in Christ, and few hours after that he died, straight away he went to heaven.
那在他信主之后，得救之后他。过了几个小时他死了，他就马上到天堂去。
The fact that you and I after salvation remains on this earth means that you and I are called to share God's word.
那我们你我就是在得到救恩之后继续被存留下来，那这就证实了你我是蒙召要来分享神的道。
Are you a Christian?
你是否是个基督徒？
You are still here in the camp alive.
你仍然在这营会中，你还是活生生的。
So until the Lord calls you home, know that you are now called to share God's word.
直到神把你召回天家，你必须知道说你是蒙召来分享神的道。
You may not be sharing from the pulpit, but as long as you tell someone about Christ, you can give a tract, you are sharing God's word.
那你可能不是站在讲台来传讲，只要你是，即使是分一个单章有人来分享，你也是在分享神的道。
Know that you are called, and the next thing is, it is God who calls you.
那必须知道你是蒙召，那接下来你也必须知道说是神呼召你。
We must respond like Samuel.
我们必须像撒母耳这样来回应。
Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.
那撒母耳就说请说，仆人静听。
This is the heart that you must have before you begin sharing.
这是你当有的心智，在你分享之前。
You must hear God's word properly before you speak and say that this is God's word for you.
你必须仔细的来听神的道，那你才来分享说这是神赐给你的话语。
You don't want to say the wrong thing.
你不要说那错误的事情。
You have to listen very carefully and accurately.
那你必须是仔细的来听，而且是准确的来聆听。
And know that it is the word of God that is coming out of your mouth.
也却知道说， 从你口中所出的的确是神的道神的话。
That's why the tract that you give out, you must read it first and make sure that it is the word of God before you give to someone and tell them this is God's word for you.
那因此你要分单张给人的时候你必须先来读确保说那内容是神的话语那然后之后你才把它带去派给人与人来分享。
So before you share, know that you are called.
然后因此在你分享之前你必须知道你是蒙召的。
Before you share, make sure you hear properly that this is the word of God that you are sharing.
那在你分享之前你要确保说这正是神的道神的话那你才这样子的来分享。
And so what must we share?
那我们当分享什么呢?
And so now Samuel said,Thy servant heareth, and so now God said, all right, I'm going to speak now, you listen carefully.
那这时候撒母说请听仆人静请说仆人静听那这时候耶和华主耶和华就来向他来说话了。
Look at verse 10.
我们来看第十节。
Samuel, Samuel, he answered, speak, for thy servant heareth.
那第十节这边就让我们来注意这边说撒母耳撒母耳撒母耳回答说请说仆人静听。
And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth because his sons make themselves vile and he restraineth them not.
那第十一节这边说耶和华就对撒母耳说我在以色列中必行一件事必叫听见的人都必耳鸣我指着以利家所说的话到了时候我必始终应验在以利身上我曾告诉他必永远降罚与他的家因他知道儿子作孽自招咒诅却不禁止他们
Verse 14, And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever.
那第十四节这里说所以我向以利家起誓说以利家的罪孽虽献祭奉献奉礼物永不能得着不能得赎去。
What we see is this.
我们所看到的是这样。
The word of God here targeted Eli's greatest need.
那神的话语就针对着以利的最大的需要。
God did not focus on Eli. You have been serving God for so many decades. Well done.
那神没有就是把焦点放在以利的事工上说啊，以利你已经服侍了神这么多年做得好。
God wanted to target what Eli needed most.
那神是针对以利所最需要的。
And he wanted Samuel to have this message concerning Eli.
那他要撒母耳就得到这样的一个信息就是关系到以利的。
God had already told Eli, note verse 13, the first part.
那神已经就是告诉了以利那我们注意第十三节的第前面部分。
The second thing we note is this. It was a very difficult thing for Samuel to do.
那我们必须注意到的第二点就是这是对撒母耳来讲是不容易做的。
Samuel was a young boy, don't forget that.
那要知道说撒母耳只不过是个年少的孩童。
Eli was an elderly man.
以利是一个年长年老的人。
Not only that, he was the high priest.
不但是这样，他是那大祭司。
Not only that, he was also his adopted father, bringing him up in the tabernacle.
不但是这样以利甚至是就是他的养父，就是在会幕里面把他抚养长大的。
What is the content of this message?
我们看到这个。信息的内容是什么?
God will judge you and your house forever because of your sin.
那神要因着你的罪就是永远的降罚于你和你的家。
What was Eli's sin?
那以利的罪孽是什么？
Your sons who are also priests have made themselves vow and you did not restrain them.
那你的儿子他们本身的也是祭司，他们作孽，但是你却不禁止他们。
What should Eli do?
那以利当做什么呢？
Eli should have removed his two sons and don't let them be priests.
那以利应当是把他的两个儿子给废掉，不让他们来成为祭司。
Not only that,
不单是这样，
as the high priest, he must punish the two sons.
那身为大祭司，他必须刑罚他的两个儿子。
Because the Bible said in chapter 2 that the two sons caused the people to hate the sacrificial system of the Leviticus worship.
因为在第二章告诉我们说他的两个儿子使到当时候的以色列百姓厌恶，就是这个献祭的事情，就是使到整个的立位的献祭制度受到玷污。
For example, when the people brought the offerings, they will pick and choose which part of the animal they want to eat first.
那举个例子，当人把祭物带来的时候还没有献上，他们就先来选择说哪一个部分要属于他们自己。
Anyone who refused, they will beat them up.
如果有人阻止，他们就会殴打他。
Eli knew this.
以利知道的。
He did not do anything to stop his sons.
他没有做任何事情来阻止他的孩子。
After removing them, what he must do was to stone the two sons to death.
那在废掉他们的职位之后呢，他所当做的就是把这两个孩子就是刑罚他们用石头把他们打死。
That was Eli's transgression.
这是以利的过犯。
And now Samuel, I want you to say that to Eli.
那这时候耶和华告诉撒母耳说，我要你来向以利说这些。
When you share the word of God, you have to share what the person needs the most.
当你来与人来分享神的道的时候，你必须分享那人最需要的。
If you are talking to a sinner, giving them the gospel, you have to talk to them about sin, death, and hell.
那如果你是来向一个罪人来分担章，来告诉他福音的话，你必须告诉他关于罪，关于死亡，关于下地狱。
That's what they need the most.
那是他们最需要的。
If you are talking to a Roman Catholics, what do they need the most? You have to tell them.
那如果你是来跟一个罗马天主教徒来说的话，那你也把他们最需要的来告诉他们。
You cannot say to them, do you believe that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin? They say, yes, we believe.
那你不能够告诉他们说你相信耶稣基督是童女玛利亚所生的吗？他们会说，是啊，我们相信。
That is not what they need the most.
那不是他们最需要的。
You have to give them what they need the most that will open their eyes to the truth.
那你必须把他们最需要的来来赐给他们，好叫这能够启开他们的眼睛。
You have to tell them the only mediator between God and man is Jesus Christ and not Mary.
那你必须告诉他们说，唯一在神和人当中的中保是耶稣基督，不是玛利亚。
You have to tell them that if you are truly a Christian, you cannot belong inside the Roman Catholic Church because it is a church of idols.
那如果你也当告诉他们说，如果你真是个基督徒，那你不应当是留在罗马天主教的教会里面，因为那是属于拜偶像的这个庙。
If you are talking to a charismatics, you have to give them what they need the most.
那如果你是来向灵恩派的这些信徒来传讲的话，你也把他们最需要的告诉他们。
You know they speak in tongues.
你知道他们是在讲方言。
You have to tell them that your tongue speaking is not of God, it is of the devil or psychological.
那你必须告诉他们说，你们所讲的方言不是圣经，不是属神 的方言，这是从魔鬼来的，或者是那是你自己心里作祟。
You have to tell them that the charismatic movement is a movement used by the devil to bring in the church of the Antichrist.
那你必须告诉他们说，这个灵恩派的运动是来自魔鬼的，是要把教会引到敌基督那里去。
You have to know what the person needs the most that you must share.
那你必须来知道那人最需要的是什么，那一点你就必须要来与他分享。
Now how to share it?
那要怎么样来分享呢？
That's what we need to learn from Samuel.
那这也是我们当从撒母耳来学习的。
Samuel lay until the morning.
那撒母耳就睡到天亮。
And he opened the doors of the house of the Lord.
他就开了耶和华殿的门。
Look at the last part of verse 15.
我们看第十五节的后面的部分。
The child Samuel feared to show Eli the vision.
在这里就说到说，这个孩童撒母耳就害怕要来告诉以利关于那末世。
When you share the word of God that you know the person needs the most, you know the person will be angry with you or can be angry with you.
当你来与人来分享神的话语，你也知道说那是他那个人所最需要的，那你会知道说他那个人必定会生你的气啊，肯定要生你的气。
When you tell your boss in the workplace that you are a sinner, if you die in your sin, you end up in hell, that's very frightening, right?
如果你在你工作场所告诉你的老板啊，告诉你的上司说啊，你是个罪人，你死了，你要下地狱啊，这是很可怕的事情，不是吗？
Sharing the word of God that you know the people needs the most is frightening.
你要与人来分享神的道，分享那个人最需要的啊，这是一件很可怕的事情。
And so when Samuel woke up, he was scared.
因此撒母耳起身的时候，他害怕。
If you were Samuel, maybe you will think like this.
那如果你是撒母耳，可能你会这样子想。
Maybe Eli won't ask me.
或许以利不会问我。
Maybe he won't ask what God said to me last night.
或许他不会问我到底神昨晚跟我说些什么。
He was scared.
他害怕。
Eli called Samuel.
以利就呼唤撒母耳。
Samuel, my son.
我儿撒母耳。
Samuel said, here am I.
撒母耳就回答说我在这里。
What did Eli ask? Verse 17.
Eli 到底问些什么呢？
What is the thing that the Lord had said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee.
17节Eli 就说，耶和华对你说些什么？你不要向我隐瞒。你若将神对你所说的隐瞒一句，愿他重重的降罚于你。
Eli was a bad father and a bad priest.
以利是一个就是不好一个失责的父亲，也是一个失责的祭司。
But we have to say that he knew God's word.
那不过我们必须知道说，必须说的是他明白，他知道神的话语。
Because what he said to Samuel in verse 17 was very correct.
那因为他在第十七节对他对撒母耳所说的这番话是非常正确的。
Tell me what God said to you last night.
你把昨晚神告诉你的事情告诉我。
Don't hide it from me, which is correct.
那不要向我隐瞒啊，那是对的。
God do so to thee and more also if thou hide anything from me of all the things that God said to you.
若你将神对你所说的话隐瞒一句，愿神重重的降罚于你。
That's exactly what God wants us to do.
这也是神正是神要我们做的。
You have to say what God wants you to say.
你必须说那神要你说的话。
But what if it hurts that person?
那如果那伤害到对方怎么办？
What if the person beats me up?
那如果那人把我就是打我又如何？
What if I lose my job?
如果我失去我的工作呢？
Who will take care of my family?
谁要来照管我的家庭？
What if I go to prison?
如果我下到监狱里怎么样呢？
What if I get killed?
如果我被杀又如何？
All these things will cause us to be afraid.
那这一些都会使到我们害怕。
You think God does not know?
你以为神不知道吗？
Like Samuel, I'm sure all of us know what fear is.
就像撒母耳一样，我相信我们每一个人都知道什么是惧怕。
We like to talk about, teach those things about the Bible that are very sweet and nice.
那我们很喜欢 就是从圣经来教导那些很甜美的事物。
We all like to talk about the love of God.
我们都喜欢谈论神的爱。
We like to talk about heaven, but not the hell.
我们都喜欢谈论天堂，但是不愿意讲地狱。
Because heaven and the love of God are all nice doctrines that are very, very appealing to people.
因为天堂还有神的爱，这些都是一些美好的教义，是人所喜欢听的。
By all means, talk about all these wonderful doctrines.
啊，当然我们大可以都传讲这些美好的教义。
If that is what the person needs to help him at this time of his life.
如果那是这个人正需要的，就是他在生命中的这一点，他所正需要的这些，你就大可以向他来传讲。
If you know of a Christian who has suffered the loss of a loved one,
那如果你知道一个基督徒，他刚刚丧失了他所心爱的人
，By all means, share with that person if the person is a Christian about the love of God.
那如果那人是基督徒，那你就大可以来向他来传讲，就是传讲关于神。
But when a person is in sin, the person is in error. You have to deal with the sin and talk about the error.
那但是如果那人是有罪的，他还在他的错误的当中，那你就必须来讲到关于罪和他的错事。
That is what the life of a true Christian is in relation to sharing God's word.
那这就是一个基督徒他的就是他传讲神话语。的这个生涯，或者说他这是他跟传讲神话语，他跟的生命跟神的话语的关系。
Comfort those who need comfort，
安慰那些需要安慰的人
，but also rebuke those who need rebuking，
而且要责备那些当受责备的人。
This was exactly what Eli needed，
那这正是以利需要的。
And God used this young boy to wake him up，
那神就让。这个小童子来唤醒他。
Eli was committing a very serious transgression.
以利正在就是正犯了一个严重的过犯。
He was the high priest in charge of the spiritual life of all of Israel.
他是那大祭司，他是掌管了全以色列民的属灵生命。
And when you show favoritism and do not punish your own sons for their transgression,Eli committed a more serious transgression himself than his sons.
那当他来就是不刑罚他的儿子，知道说他儿子就是犯了一个很严重的过犯的时候，那以利他本身其实是犯了更严重的过犯。
Look at what Samuel did.
那我们看撒母耳做些什么。
Now he was still afraid.
他仍然害怕。
Do not allow fear to cause you to sin.
千万不要让惧怕来使到你犯罪。
And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him.
因此撒母耳就把一切都告诉他，并没有隐瞒什么。
Samuel did not subtract anything.
撒母耳没有减少些什么。
He did not add anything.
他也没有加添些什么。
He just said exactly what God wanted him to say.
他只仅仅的说他神所愿意他说的话。
Because he was called by God to do it.
因为他是蒙神所召来做这事的。
Because he knew that what he needed to say was not his own words. He cannot add to it. He cannot subtract from it. It is God's word that he must say.
因为他知道他所要说的不是他自己的话，是神的道。那他不能够来加添在这方面来加添，或者是来减少，他必须照着讲。
It may be the voice of a child, but they are the words of the very God Almighty Himself.
虽然是一个童子的声音，但是这却是那全能的神他的句句都是这全能。神的话语。
And this is what all of us must always remember whenever we stand behind the pulpit, whenever you teach a class, whenever you share the gospel. Know that you are called and it is the word of God. Don't add, don't subtract.
那意思这是我们每一个人都必须谨慎清楚知道的，就是当我们无论是我们站在讲台 或者是在课堂教课，或者是我们就是有人来分享福音的时候，我们要知道说那是神的话语，我们不当把加添或者是删减。
What does a sinner need?
那罪人需要的是什么？
He needs to get rid of sin.
他需要得到罪，就是需要把罪挪去。
He needs a savior to get rid of his sin. He cannot get rid of the sin himself.
那他需要救主为他挪去他的罪，他不能够自己来挪去自己的罪。
And that means he needs the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那就是说他需要耶稣基督的福音。
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
那耶稣基督福音是什么呢？
It must begin with sin.
必须是从罪开始。
Therefore, you will tell the person you are a sinner.
那因此你必须告诉那人你是个罪人。
And you have to use the Ten Commandments to show him that you have sinned against God.
那你必须用十条诫命来告诉来让他看到说他的确是就是得他其实是犯罪得罪了神。
And then you have to tell him that if he dies in his sin, he will end up in hell.
那你必须告诉他说如果他在最终在他自己的最终死的话他将要掉在地狱里。
But tell him also that God loves him.
也要告诉他说神爱他。
And God sent his only begotten son Jesus Christ to die for him.
神差派了他独生爱子耶稣基督来为他来死。
He could do that because he was born perfect through the Virgin Mary.
那他能够这么做因为他是借着童女玛利亚所生的生来就完全。
And he lived a perfect life all the way until he died on the cross of Calvary.
那他就活了一个完全的生命一直到他死在十架上加利山上的时
候。And God has accepted what he has done for you when he died for your sins by raising him from the dead.
那神也接纳了他所为你做的一切。那当他在十架上死的时候神却让他从死里复活。
And all you need to do right now is to truly repent of your sin and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那你这时候需要做的就是真心诚意的来为着你的罪来悔改。
This is what the sinner needs the most.
那这是罪人所需要的。
And this is the message that you must not add, you must not subtract, and you must give to the sinner.
那这是那信息是你不当加添或者是删减的，你就必须是这样的完完整整的来把它就是讲给那罪人听。
You may be afraid when you say it.
当你说这话的时候你可能害怕。
But remember Samuel, the little boy was also afraid.
那要知道说撒母耳这童子他也害怕。
But he did not allow fear to cause him to sin by adding or subtracting from God's word. He still said exactly what the word of God says.
那他并不让惧怕来使到他犯罪。他没有就是加添在为神的话语加添什么或者删减什么他就照着神的话语来传讲。
So if you are afraid, please realize all of us are also afraid.
如果你害怕你必须知道说我们每一个人都害怕。
But overcome the fear with God's courage and still do what is right by sharing the word of God without addition, without subtraction.
你要就是鼓起勇气来按照神的话语来传讲，那么不要加添什么，也不要删减什么。
This is also what we must do to help one another as our brothers and sisters keepers.
这也是你我所当做的，就是我们都是我们彼此都是看顾我们的兄弟姐妹的。
Preaching the word of God is very, very frightening.
我们传讲神的道是非常惧怕的一件事情。
When I was in Kenya a few years ago,
在几年前，当我在肯亚的这地方的时候
，It was my final trip to Kenya.
那是我
preach at the Bible College.
那是我最后一次就是到肯亚去那里的神学院来传讲神的话。
I finished teaching 2 weeks in the Bible College.
我已经在那里就是两个星期完成了两个星期的教导两个星期的课程。
That Sunday was my final Sunday before I fly home.
那个主日是最后一个主日我在我离开之前的最后一个主日。
I had to preach at a church that Sunday morning.
那我在那一个主日早上我必须在教堂里来 为神传讲信息。
The pastor was a graduate of the Bible College.
那牧师是那个神学院的毕业生。
He was also there at the graduation service of the Bible College in Africa.
那他也是在这个非洲的这个神学院的毕业典礼上，他出现在那里。
So I met him for a short while that Saturday.
那我就在那个星期六。就是有机会简短的与他见面。
And he was the one who gave the charge to the graduates at the service.
他是那在这个毕业礼上，他在那里来勉励这些毕业生的。
And the charge he gave was very sound and biblical. So I thought it was a very good church.
那当他在那里勉励的时候，我听到这。觉得说，诶，这很符合圣经的教导，那我就以为说他的教会应该是一个好的教会。
The service was supposed to start at about 10 a.m.
那个崇拜会就大概在十点半要开始了。
I was supposed to start speaking at 10:30 a.m.
那我是应当是在十点三十分的时候来传讲信息。
It was to be in English.
那必须是用英语来讲。
And so we were there about 9:35 or so.
那因此我们就大概九点三十五分就到那里了。
And so we went to the annex where the pastor's office was.
然后我们就到那副堂，就是他的牧师的办公室也在那里。
We waited outside for a while, and then we met up with him.
那我们在外头等了一会，那我们就与他来见面。
And then he welcomed us very warmly.
他也很热忱的来。来招待我们。
And then he prayed for us, and then we walked from the annex to the sanctuary.
那他就为我们祷告，那我们就从那副堂就走到这个圣堂去。
It was around 9:55, 10 o'clock, by the time we near the sanctuary.
当我们到这个圣堂的时候，大概就是已经是接近九点五十五分，十点钟左右。
As we near the sanctuary, I heard loud music.
然后我走近的靠近这圣堂的时候，我就听到很响亮的这些音乐。
I heard the drum, dum 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 dum.
我就听到鼓很大声的鼓声。
They had electric guitar.
然后他们有那电子的吉他。
And a lot of other music with the synthesizer and all the organ.
然后还有很多这些电子的乐器就是还有风琴等等。
They brought us to the very front row of the sanctuary because I was the speaker.
然后他们就把我带到就是最前排的座位，因为我是当天的讲员。
There was a Reverend Eben Yoon, one of our FEBC graduates. He was there, a Korean.
那有一位韩国的牧师，他是我们远东神学院的毕业生，他也在那里。
Actually, he was the one who drove us to this church, and he stayed behind.
那其实他就是那。在我们到这个教会的，那他就也留在那里。
So when I went there, I sat there, I stood there. They were singing already.
那当我去到那里，我站在那里的时候，他们已经开始在那里唱了。
The words were projected on the wall for them to sing, some in Swahili, some in English.
那些歌词都投射在这个大的荧幕上，那有一些是就是一种非洲语，那另外一些都是英语。
There was no pulpit.
他们没有讲台。
The chairman was there holding a cordless mic.
那做主席的就在那里他就拿了那无线的这个麦克风。
And he was walking up and down and he was singing very, very enjoyably.
那他就在那里上上下下，然后就在那里欢喜快乐的在那里来唱。
It reminded me of Michael Jackson.
那让我想到Michael Jackson.
And then he was doing the walk. I don't know how to do. Maybe Elder Chong can.
然后他就在那里就是起舞跳舞。那我不知道。
Not 跳舞了 ，just walk only. Not 跳舞，跳舞是 dancing. Right, the walk. You know the moonwalk. You know the moonwalk.Did you not know how to do the moonwalk? You know, you walk backward but forward, you know, that kind of moonwalk, very slow motion one. Elder Chong can? He was doing that as he walked and sing. I stood there.
他就在那里走在那里唱。
After 10 minutes, I got a headache.
十分钟后我就 头疼了。
And then I walk back to the annex.
然后我就走回去副堂那里。
10 seconds later, Reverend Eben Yun followed.
那大概十秒钟之后这位韩国牧师就随着我出去了。
Then I asked him, do you know this before? He said, no, my first time here also.
我就问他，你知道吗？你知道这他们是这样子情形吗？你先前是知道吗？他说不知道，我这是我第一次来。
Do you know what was the message I'm supposed to speak on?
你知道我当传讲的信息的题目是什么吗
？You are the salt of the earth.
你是这世界的盐。
Taken from Matthew chapter 5.
那是从马太福音第五章来传讲。
When the salt is mixed up with impurities, you lose your saltiness, right?
那如果盐就是掺杂了一些杂物的话，它就会失去它的味。
That is exactly what this church is doing.
那这正是这教会这发生在这教会的事情。
The pastor preaches and writes very strong fundamentalist messages.
那做牧师的他传讲他注写一些很就是强烈的基要派的这样的信息。
That is the salt.
那是奶盐。
But then the impurities that will cause their salt to lose its saltiness would be all these music and the kind of songs they sing.
那就是掺杂的杂物，就是他们所唱的这些诗歌将会使到这个盐就失去它的味道。
So I told Reverend Eben Yun.
那意思我就告诉那韩国的牧师
If I have to preach this message in this church, I'm going to tell them that all your music is wrong, all your singing is wrong.
那我就说，如果我需要来传讲这信息，在这个教会里面来传讲这信息，我就要告诉你们说，你的这些音乐、这些歌唱都是错误的。
The congregation was full.
那会众就坐满了。
Maybe about 400 to 500 people.
大概有四五百人。
Most of them blacks, but a few whites were there in the congregation.
多数都是黑人，只有一两个白种人。
I'm yellow.
我是黄种的。
I'm yellow.
我是黄皮肤的。
I do not know them, they do not know me.
我不认识他们，他们也不认识我。
Now I'm going to tell them that all your singing is wrong, this guy walking like that is wrong, your music is wrong, your words are wrong.
那我现在要告诉他们，我现在要告诉你们的，就是你的这些音乐都是错的，你这些歌唱都是错的，你那个动作都是错误的，这一切都是错误的。
That was the message they need the most, and I have to speak it.
那这是他们最需要的事情，我必须说这些。
10:20, the pastor came.
10:20，那牧师就来了。
He smiled.
他带着笑容。
Is everything okay?
一切良好了吗
？I said everything is not okay.
我就说一切都不好
，and I told him why.
我就告诉他为什么。
He listened and he kept quiet.
他听了，他就沉默。
Can you preach, but don't mention all these things? Just talk generally.
那他说你可不可以传讲但是就不要提起这些事情，就是一般的那样的来传讲。
I say I cannot.
我说不能。
If I preach, I could just preach it and tell them that what they are doing with their music, with their drum and with their guitar, their songs, no hymns, all these are wrong. They are not biblical. You have caused yourself to lose your saltiness.
那如果我当传讲的话，我就要告诉他们说，你的这些鼓声、这些吉他这些音乐、这一些你们所做的这些都是错的。那你所做的这些都会就是使到你这个人失去了味。
So I told him,
我就告诉他
，Either I preach this message as it is, or I go home, you preach.
我给他选择说要不呢，就是我按照我所说的来传讲，那不然呢，就是我回家去你自己传讲。
10:25 already.
10:25了。
10:30 is the message.
10:30就要传讲了。
In my heart, I hope. He says no, I go home.
在我心里，我是想说，他就说不，那让我回家。
Then I don't have to preach. Let him preach.
那我就不需要来传讲，他让他自己传讲。
Because I'm scared that they might stone me.
因为我害怕他们可能用石头打我。
I've never seen them before. They never seen me before.
我从来没有见过他们，他们也没有见过我。
And now I go there and scold them.
那我去那边去责备他们。
And tell them the whole worship is wrong.
啊，告诉他们说整个崇拜都是错的。
The pastor keep quiet for 1 minute.
那牧师就静默了一分钟。
I didn't say anything. I watched and I waited. I looked at him.
我没有说什么，我就看着他啊，等他说话。
Then he started to speak.
那之后他开始说话了。
He said, "Brother." The moment he say, "Brother," I know, die. I'm going to speak already.
他就开口说，弟兄。啊，我听到他说弟兄的时候，我就说死了。
Speak what,
他叫我说话了。
Speak what God lays upon your heart.
他说，你就照着神安置在你心里的这信息来说。
Let us go.
我们一起去。
That walk, that 4 minutes was very, very long.
那四分钟的路实在是很长。
I was very scared to tell you the truth.
我告诉你，事实上我是很害怕的。
I prayed a very, very long silent prayer. Lord, please help me, please help me, please help me. That's all. Please help me. Only 3 words.
然后我就一直的在那里祷告，心里祷告啊，心里默祷说：主啊，帮助我，主啊，帮助我。我就是说这三这几个字。
So I went into the sanctuary. All quiet because now they are waiting for the message.
然后我去到那圣堂，那么一切都静默了，因为他们在等候信息。
Then I look at the stage.
然后我就看那舞台。
They have no pulpit. Remember the guy just walk.
没有讲台因为
I need the pulpit to give me strength.
我需要讲台给我力量。
The pastor start introducing us one by one because Reverend Kim's children were there.
那牧师就是在那里逐个逐个的来介绍我们，因为这韩国牧师的孩子们都在那里。
As he was introducing, I went up to the chairman who walked like that. Give me a mic and a pulpit, please. Take a pulpit and put for me.
然后我就当他在那边介绍的时候，我就告诉就是到那刚才做主席的那位的跟前啊，就告诉他说啊，你给我一支麦克风，那你也给我一个讲台，请把这些给我。
So after the introduction, he introduced me. I started speaking.
因此在介绍之后，他介绍了我之后，我就开始传讲了。
And by God's grace, thank God, I spoke exactly what I needed to say.
然后靠着神的恩典，感谢神，我就按照我当说的说了。
I told them the error of their drum playing, their guitar playing, their songs that are meaningless, no depth in it, no theology, their loud music, all these are not God honoring, these are the impurities that cause you to lose your saltiness.
然后我就告诉他们说，你们的鼓声，你们的这些音乐，你们的所唱的歌，那些歌词没有深度，也没有任何神学在里面。那你们这所做的这一切都是那杂物，会使到你们这盐失去味道。
For about 45 minutes.
我就传讲了大概45分钟。
After I finish, I close in prayer.
那之后我就结束祷告。
The pastor came up, he sang the closing hymn, he pronounced a benediction. I quickly walk away, I go home.
那牧师就上台他就说几句感谢的话，他就带领就是祝祷，那唱那结束的诗歌，我就安静的走回家了。
I did not stay there and shake hands.
我没有留下来跟他们握手。
Because I have to go and take the go to the airport and fly home, you see.
因为我需要去机场去搭飞机飞回家。
But actually, I was also very scared.
其实我是很害怕的。
But I thank God that God helped me to preach exactly what I needed to preach. That was my test.
我感谢神我就按照我当传讲的来传讲，那是我所经历的一个试炼。
We must share God's word. That's why we are left behind after salvation.
我们必须传讲神的道。这就是为什么我们得救之后，我们仍然存留下来。
We must know that all of us are called as Christians to share God's word.
而我们也必须知道说，我们每一个人都是基督徒，我们都当传讲神的道。
And it is the word of God that we are sharing. We have to remember that it is God's word, the powerful word of God.
然后我们必须时刻的记得这一点，就是我们所传讲的是神的道，那是大有能力。 的真神的道理。
And we must share what the person, the people need the most in their lives to help them.
而我们必须按照那人啊，他生命中最需要的，来向他来传讲，来帮助他。
And if it is offensive to them, so be it. We still have to say it because it is the truth.
那如果这真的是对他们来讲，他们感到受到冒犯，我们仍然还是要做的，因为这是真实的事情。
And you have to share it, don't add to it, don't subtract from it. Share everything that God's word tells you to share.
那你就当来这样的分享，那就是不加添也不删减，就按照神的话语来传讲。
And what happens and how they react, we have to trust God.
随后有什么事情要来发生，那我们只能够就是仰赖神。
In the case of Samuel, God said through Eli, it is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good.
那在撒母耳这里撒母耳来说呢，那以利就说了，这是出于耶和华，愿他凭自己的旨意而行。
Samuel was not hurt.
撒母耳没有受伤害。
The Lord kept him because his life of ministry has just begun.
那神保守着他，那因为他传道的生涯才刚刚开始。
In my case, the Lord also sees fit that my work is not done, and so I can come home safely.
至于我所遇到的那件事情，那神也看说我在地面上的工作还没有做完，那神就让我安然的回到家中。
There have been many of God's servants in the past. When they preached the word of God, they were caught and burned at the stake and they died.
那在过去的世代里面，有许多神的仆人，他们就是按照神的道来传讲，那他们被抓拿，他们被烧在火柱上。
Peter preached the word of God in the book of Acts, and they threw him into prison, and they beat him up.
那彼得传讲神的道，那在使徒行传那里告诉我们说，他就被抓拿下监，那他们甚至是把他殴打了。
Remember Stephen in the book of Acts. What did they do to him after he preached the word of God?
还记得斯提凡吗？在《使徒行传》所记载的，那当他传讲神的道的时候，他们怎么对待他
？They stoned him to death and he died.
他们用石头把他打死了。
I'm not surprised that as they preached the word of God, as they stood in front of the mob, I'm sure they were afraid just like us.
我相信说，当他们在那里传讲神的道的时候，当他们在这些。凶恶的会众面前来传讲的时候，我相信他们都是害怕的。
The fear that drives us to our knees and pray to God for strength is the good kind of fear.
那样的一个惧怕，驱使到我们屈膝来向神来求他的恩典的，那这是好的惧怕。
Because this kind of fear that is good.Helps us to draw strength from God and to continue to do what God wants us to do.
那这样的一个惧怕就是帮助我们去向神来支取力量，来继续做神愿意我们做的事情。
But the fear that causes us to disobey the word of God, that kind of fear is sinful and bad.
那些惧怕是使到我们不来服从神的话语的，那些是属于罪恶的，是不好的惧怕。
I hope all of us are truly born again in Christ.
我盼望我们在这里的每一位都是真实重生的基督徒。
And the fact that we are still here on earth, breathing, serving, we are here to share God's word with others.
那我们仍然在这里存留呼吸，在这里来服侍。那我这样，这事实摆在眼前，我们是当来用神的话语，与人来分享神的道。
Share what we need the most.
然后我们必须分享那人所最需要的。
Know that you are called, and it is the word of God that you must share, and not your words.
然后要知道说你是蒙呼召，而你是当来传讲神的道，而不是你自己的话语。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
Speak to our hearts, O Lord, through thy holy word.
求主来 用你的圣言来向我们内心来说话。
We thank thee for the testimony of young Samuel.
我们为这这年少的撒母耳他的见证来感谢你。
Just as you called him to speak God's word, you have also called us to do the same.
就如你呼召他来传讲神的话语，你也一样的呼召我们做这同样的事情。
Give us the courage that we need to overcome our fear in sharing God's word.
求主赐给我们那勇气，好叫我们能够胜过在我们传讲你的真道的时候的惧怕。
As we share the word of God, may we never add or subtract from thy holy word.
当我们来分享神的道的时候，让我们都不加添，或者是不从你的圣言上来删减什么。
May we never, never be afraid.
愿我们都永远都不会害怕。
Even in fear, help us to draw closer to you.
即使是惧怕，求主帮助我们，让我们能够来趋近你。
And to know that we are sharing the very word of God Almighty Himself, and not the word of man.
要让我们知道，我们是在传讲全能的神。自己的话语，而不是人的话语。
Where we have failed in the past, forgive us.
我们过去若有亏欠你的地方，求主饶恕我们。
Cleanse us and wash us of our sins by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主用耶稣基督的宝血来洗清我们各样的罪恶。
From henceforth, even as we share the word of God, help us to be mindful and careful that it is the very word of God that we are sharing.
那从今以后也帮助我们，当我们在传讲神的道的时候，让我们都知道这是神，确实是神的道，我们来接着来向人传讲。
Help us to be faithful, that we may only share the word of God accurately and truthfully always.
求主让我们能够忠心，以至于忠于你的委托，来准确的来为主你来传讲你的道。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.